As part of the preparations for the war against Iraq, the Department of Homeland Security has announced a change in the way it handles certain immigrants seeking asylum. Immigrants from countries where the U.S. says the Al-Qaeda terrorist network is active will be held in custody while their asylum claims are heard. Refugee advocates say that means some people who flee political repression and come to the U.S. seeking freedom will find a jail cell instead. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
The change in asylum policy was announced as part of Operation Liberty Shield, an effort by the Department of Homeland Security to protect the country during the impending war with Iraq. Beginning immediately, people seeking asylum who come from Iraq and more than 30 other countries and territories will be detained by the government throughout the entire process. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says it's intended to deter terrorist attacks.
We want to make absolutely certain during this period of time you are who you say you are, and you're coming to this country that invites people from around the world, that has been open and welcoming to people around the world. But if you're seeking asylum for political purposes, we want to make absolutely certain that's why you're here.
Immigration officials say the new policy will only apply to people who arrive at airports, borders, and other points of entry, not to visitors who are in the U.S. legally and who later come forward seeking asylum. That means it won't affect the vast majority of the tens of thousands of people who apply for asylum each year. In 2002, for example, immigration officials say in all, 58,000 people sought asylum. The new policy would have led to the detention of just 577 of them, 348 of whom were Iraqis. But within those guidelines, it applies to everyone, including women and children. Yesterday, groups who represent refugees reacted with dismay to the new rule and spent much of the day scrambling for information about how and to whom it will be applied. Wendy Young of the Women's Commission for Refugee Women and Children says the government already has ample opportunity to determine whether an asylum seeker poses a threat.
When an asylum seeker arrives at our border, they are currently under U.S. law mandatorily detained until we do an initial screening of their case to determine whether it's a credible claim or not. At that point, the Department of Homeland Security has the discretion to release an individual or not. That's an appropriate system. It's an individualized determination case by case, as opposed to this blanket policy that they've launched here.
Lawyers say it's more difficult to press a claim for asylum when an immigrant is being held in detention far from a lawyer's location. Although most people receive a judgment of their claims within 6 months, refugee advocates say appeals and other delays will likely mean that some asylum seekers could be detained for years. Along with Iraq, the new policy applies to many other countries that have produced significant numbers of refugees in recent years, including Afghanistan, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Pakistan, Somalia, and Sudan. Greg Allen, NPR News.